This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. India and the UAE today signed 5 agreements in various areas, including nuclear energy and petroleum. These include an MOU on the Baraka nuclear power plant operations and maintenance between Emirates Nuclear Energy Company and Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, an agreement for a long-term LNG supply between Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, ADNOC, and Indian Oil Corporation Limited was also signed. An MOU was signed between ADNOC and India Strategic Petroleum Reserve Limited. The MOUs were inked following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi. The two leaders expressed satisfaction with the substantial progress achieved in recent years in the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and discussed opportunities to further widen and deepen the partnership in all areas of bilateral cooperation. Later, President Draupadi Murmu met the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Our correspondent reports that the Crown Prince also visited Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan arrived in New Delhi last evening on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. Tomorrow, Sheikh Al Nahyan will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has reiterated India's support for ceasefire in Gaza Strip as soon as possible. Speaking at the inaugural India-Gulf Cooperation Council Joint Ministerial Meeting for Strategic Dialogue held in Riyadh today, Dr. Jaishankar also reiterated New Delhi's support for a two-state solution to end the current Israel-Palestinian conflict. The meeting was chaired by Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. It was attended by foreign ministers of Gulf Cooperation Council member countries along with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. On the sidelines of the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Gulf Cooperation Council GCC member countries and Brazil. The discussions covered a wide range of bilateral, regional and global issues. The Goods and Services Tax, GST Council, in its 54th meeting in New Delhi today, decided to slash the GST on cancer drugs by reducing the rate from 12% to 5%. The meeting was chaired by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and attended by Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary along with finance ministers of several states. Briefing the media in the national capital, Finance Minister Sitharaman said GST on selected snacks has been reduced from 18% to 12%. The Supreme Court today stayed the Allahabad High Court order asking the Uttar Pradesh government to prepare a revised list of 69,000 assistant teachers selected through the Assistant Teachers Recruitment Examination in 2019. The top court also stayed the High Court verdict, setting aside the selection lists of assistant teachers issued by the state authorities in June 2020 and January 2022, which included 6,800 candidates. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Misra also issued notices to the state government and others, including the Secretary of the Uttar Pradesh Basic Education Board, on a plea filed by multiple individuals. The bench said it will fix the plea for hearing in the week commencing the 23rd of this month. Election Commission today directed the Haryana government to defer a meeting of the Selection Committee to appoint chairperson and member of the State Human Rights Commission till the completion of assembly election in the state. The Election Commission's directive came following a complaint lodged by the State Congress Committee that these appointments were being made when the Model Code of Conduct was in force. Haryana will go for polls on 5th October and the counting of votes will take place on 8th October. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged more people to nominate inspiring personalities for the Padma Awards. The last date to nominate is the 15th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.